to the patio.
Chilling on the patio, life ain't slow. Big T popping bottles, let that bourbon flow. Father Fortin Bears grilling food on deck. Gary Poppins with the chucks, hard to forget. DW2's in the corner, DJ on the beat. Bourbon herb, mixing drinks, nothing too sweet. Sunsets, painting skies in a fire red hue. Patio vibes, bringing all the new crew. We got the patio life, good times feeling right. Bottles up, cheers tonight. Yeah, we live that patio life.
Patio. Let me add me to the stage. There we go. Hey, guys, welcome to the patio. If it wasn't live, there wouldn't be any technical difficulties. Look, Brigitte Macron. If you don't know Macron, I said it wrong. If y'all don't know about her, there's a court ruling that came in today that people might be interested in. Neuralink creates superpowers. Aliens are here and Superman's woke. And on top of that, it's National Nude Day. And that's really important because Father Fortenberry tried to go pantsless and shirtless before we went live.
And that's right. No, that's right. But I refuse to go hatless. So that's it.
Yeah, I know. We had this whole weird.
He's gonna wear his hat inside.
How's everybody this evening?
Look, I got my safety hat on. That way, you know, you can see me coming.
See you coming in the dark. See you coming in the light. DW is in studio. Hey, and looking a bit jaundiced. I'll work on your camera. That camera's set up perfectly, I guess, for Wes, because you turned yellow all of a sudden.
Oh, I look kind of pale. Like,
no, he's
my age of yellow.
Is it, it's your age of consent.
Yeah. I'm glad that naked days in the summer and not the winter.
Asian descent. That's what he does when he goes to Asian countries.
Oh, man.
Next, Gary.
Hello, all.
Gary, you been making any more of them Sasquatch videos?
No,
I have not. And Downsy?
No, they're hilarious, though.
Look, we had a hot mic before we went live, and y'all would have called us saying some things that probably would have got us banned. I'm glad it wasn't.
I don't know what point it started, but.
Yeah, if you need to search Sasquatch and Downsy, and unfortunately, we think it's way too fun.
But I'm glad I'm here. We're gonna party like it's episode 299.
It is episode 299, and Marty with the best looking camera he's ever had.
Look how
natural he is.
Welcome. If you don't mind, hit that thumbs up and enjoy the ride.
Calm down, Gary, Marty.
I meant to put that there. Look, today, Monday, we are live.
Put their thumb where?
What? Thumb up.
With episode 299, which what's that mean about Wednesday night's episode, Father Fornberry?
Just a second. It's 300.
It's 300. Look, when we started this, like,
Now that's 300 on YouTube, right?
Oh, that's 300 podcasts. We have like 700 videos. So who would have thought? We have almost a video per subscriber right now. We have a video per subscriber. Yeah. So you out there that join us each week, thank y'all for doing so.
How are we still under 1,000?
Look, we're like over.
We're not ready yet.
You get a video. You get a video.
Hey, for episode 300, can we get Gerard Butler on just to like be a special guest? Would that be awesome?
Huh. I know a guy named Gerald Butler. Like, would that work?
Yeah, I think that's Gerald. Both.
Yeah,
it's Mr. Butler.
Mr. Butler, we gotta get him on. But we're going to be 300. Look, I would like to say we got something real sexy planned, but not necessarily. We do. We're gonna do something though. No, we might do something. We will. We're gonna have a longer show. We'll probably give some stuff away.
Me and Donnie will recreate the back rubs.
I'm gonna miss it actually.
Oh,
what? Oh, that's right.
My daughter's got a college visit.
Yeah. There you go. So no Donnie for episode 300.
No me. Y'all think about me though.
We'll talk about you.
But anyway,
bare minimal.
All right, Brigitte Macron. I shared this story with Fortenberry right before we went live. At least the outline of it. So Brigitte Macron, if you're not familiar with it, Candace Owens recently got in trouble because she did a whole expose about how this was a man. And it went to court. They sued somebody who claimed that Brigitte was a man. And the court upheld a liable case claiming it's a man. Well, they appealed the case. And when it went to court again, they said, no, there's no proof that this was ever a woman. They can't find any like videos or proof of a young girl. They go to the person's high school. There is no pictures of this person as a girl.
So Candace Owens won?
Candace Owens won a $100,000 bet against Pierce Morgan, by the way.
Wow.
He came out and said he will now pay that bet off because
he did
a whole expose claiming that this was a man.
I've heard that name, but I don't know who this
is. I'm going to show you a picture.
The first man of that Morgan.
It was France or something.
The first man of France.
I didn't win or lose a bet.
No, let me see. I don't know why. So this person here.
The old chick.
Yeah.
Yeah. So this is the Prime Minister of France, I guess. And this person is like 20 years older. And there's been at some time people assuming that that may indeed have been a man at one time.
That's the lady from the Incredibles that makes the costumes, except she dyed her hair blonde. You know who?
Yeah, Edna.
Edna. But but the court upheld and overturned this ruling. So based on the court,
So what were they in court about?
Defamation, because a person claimed that she was a man at one point.
What I'm actually more impressed by in that picture is what's up with the little hats that they wear in France?
Kind of tight.
What little hats?
No, it ain't kind of tight. Yeah.
Which little hat you talking about, Jim? This one?
Yeah.
Jamie, you know you wear
that. Or this one.
No. Go to the dude that has like a cylinder.
It looks like a fruitcake can.
Yeah. Look at it.
Look, I got that for Christmas.
It looks like you can open it up and get some Christmas cookies out of it.
You get some cookies. You get some thumbprint cookies in that.
It does look like Christmas cookies.
That's the butter grandma's cookies. House.
For the little jellies in the middle.
Cookie. No, the little butter. No, butter look, cookies.
You get that, my grandma had that same container at our house.
I don't know what kind of cookies.
Who said he going to get his money, Mark? The cake wasn't worth a damn. He looked like a hat.
It's either that or it's got four different flavors of popcorn in it.
It's not popcorn,
Don. Oh, man.
I don't think those pictures.
Yeah, that makes me mad.
Ain't it popcorn? You know what? I'm making me one of them.
But what does it matter if it's a guy or a girl? Cookies in it. I find it impressive, though. They can prove it was a man or a woman, though.
It matters a lot if you lay down next to it.
I mean, but it's the prime minister. Right? He can lay down with whatever he wants.
It would have been a pretty easy to prove.
Would it?
You could prove if it's a man or a woman.
No, actually, they couldn't.
No, look.
I mean, you know who could prove it? Our president, because he likes to grapple. He'd be like, what? He'd be like,
apparently, he called Candace to tell her quit talking about it. They asked him, they said, look.
He's been kind of wild in here lately, bro.
This was a while back. She came out last week claiming.
He's been on it here lately.
That's what we do.
Yeah, Donald Trump would have solved that mystery real quick. He'd be like, Scooby-Doo.
I would expect that's been repaired by now, whatever that was.
He would have still known.
He'd be like,
They could tell by the texture.
He said, nope. That's a dude.
Definitely a dude.
Today is National Nude Day, as Marty pointed out before we went live. It's celebrated annually on July 14th. According to the National Day calendar, it's a day for nudists and naturists. To celebrate the human body. Go for it, Fortenberry. I'm going to give you a pass right now. Take your shirt off. You got not all the way off, but you can go.
It's the right time of year.
You can go tank top.
We have music for this?
No, probably not. We were not playing
brown chicken, brown cow.
You're
going
to have a nip slip,
Tom Black,
bro.
Don't get too excited.
Sun's out, guns out.
There it is. National Nude Day. There you go.
There, now I feel better.
Some choose to celebrate by spending time in private settings like hot tubs or pools, attending nudist events, or simply on the podcast. Or simply being nude on the podcast. We're all pantsless, by the way.
I'm not a big fan of hot tubs. It's people soup.
I love hot tubs.
That relaxes the heck out of me.
Me too. I could sit in that hot tub with some bourbon and cigar.
And pass out.
Especially in the wintertime.
Oh, yeah.
Where it's like real cold before you get there.
Yep.
You're like, oh, I'm freezing.
Yeah,
I'm freezing.
Jay and Rusty about emptied that hot tub when we got it.
We did.
That was the problem. We had no water. It was all heat.
Yeah, we sat down. It was me, Rusty.
Look, last couple times we've been to the mountains, me and my boy getting a hot tub. And I'm going to tell y'all now, the water come rolling out.
There's a little displacement.
Yes. It's called density. There's a density.
I'm with it, though. I'd rather have a hot tub than a pool.
I'd rather
like
have a
big, nice.
Well, my pool
tub.
Is like a hot tub right now. So there
Your pool is a hot tub right now.
Yeah. I do have the grotto. The grotto. A paralyzed U.S. military veteran is able to play video games, control electronics, and even design 3D objects by using only his thoughts, thanks to a coin-sized chip implanted by none other than Elon Musk.
How do you play video games with Elon? Like, you're playing Call of Duty, and you're like, shoot that dude.
No, this is part of Neuralink. It responds, RJ.
I don't need anything that responds to my thoughts.
I would hate to have anything attached to my thoughts.
Yeah, that's true, Jamie. Your thoughts will be good. Yeah, that's bad. RJ.
You got to rinse that man.
Your mouth
RJ,
is your filter.
A quadriplegic, quadriplegic who lost use of his limbs following devastating motorcycle accident is the first patient at a Miami hospital to be fitted with telepathy.
He should have made it where he could ride his motorcycle with his thoughts.
It's terrible.
Hey, he said his favorite thing is being able to turn on his TV. He never has to worry about losing his remote again. Like the first time in 2.5 years I was able to do that.
That is a reprogram for another TV.
That's so scary.
Oh, you, Jamie. Gary, there you go. Gary's thinking.
How do you reprogram? You get a new TV, you got to reprogram that remote.
Check this out. He says he can shoot zombies on Call of Duty, driving around in Mario Kart. All right, now that's not fair. Dude got an implant to control Mario Kart. Designing complex mechanical parts. Wow.
Does he have to think like left or right, or what's he thinking?
Dude, he's thinking turn the car, shoot it.
Go here.
Jamie, that ain't fair, is it, when it comes to Mario Kart? Because look, you're sitting there, Mario Kart, and you got to think, all right, let me shoot a turtle shell. Now I got to push the button. He's thinking turtle shell, boom.
Touch. So this dude gets a slick mouth. I got to fight him on Mike Tyson punch out.
Oh.
All I know is a diddler be on 24.
Yeah, I had to fight him on punch out.
Look, this dude, Elon Musk, doing some crazy things. And that's
awesome, man. That is awesome.
No comment.
So like, what? I wonder what's the possibilities that this can go to?
Well, basically that he has an exoskeleton, can walk.
I was going to say, one of the things is certain people that are paralyzed, they claim that there's a possibility they could heal that by basically just making, it's almost like taking a wire, going around the broken part of the spine, connecting back to.
Have you ever seen what a spinal cord looks like? I was not what I expected.
It looks like an octopus.
It's like a banana. It's like a piece of banana. Actually, I thought it was banana.
I got something for you to see. Yeah,
I bet that'd be good in pudding. Some vanilla wafers in there.
That's spinal cord for pudding.
He says I'm all of a sudden hungry for banana pudding.
Oh, God.
Oh, I think that's terrible. Where we're headed, though, man. They're going to be able to implant certain things. And like people are going to be able to walk.
If you could gain an ability that this would provide, what would it be? Like, it's not going to be flying. I mean, it can't make you fly, but.
So I think one person that has it was blind, right? And he can see now.
They're saying that they're not many too far out from death. No, deaf people not being a thing anymore. They'll be able to hear.
Man. If you can fix blindness and deafness. And, you know, people that are paralyzed, like
then
these
Helen
kids
Keller
get paralyzed.
Nobody will even know about her anymore.
She didn't exist anyway.
That's what
bullshit.
Yeah.
Lies.
I think we're closer to like living in like a computer world and being asleep the whole time and eating bugs.
Or how about like my favorite Matrix?
That's what we're closer to.
My favorite Helen Keller line is somebody's messing with you. So I'm like a Helen Keller to orgy. You don't know who you're screwing with.
Aliens are already here.
It's a good segue.
They are intelligent, but have a dark side and operate on us. This is what people are saying. Users of a naturally occurring psychedelic drug are convinced they've encountered real alien beings.
My boy Trump's trying to solve this.
Yeah.
That includes machine elves, which inhabit a realm beyond our Earth.
Machine elves?
These machine elves, described as chattering, mischievous entities. That sounds like
those Gary. Are gremlins.
That sounds like Gary at a parts at a car shop. Consistently appear in the visions of those who take DMT.
When they're
now hold on, think about this for a minute. What is saying? What this is saying? If you take DMT. Dimethyltryptamine, which the people are doing,
I'd be scared.
And everybody sees the same thing when they take it. Now that's freaky.
That's
what it's saying. So they see these people, these little beings.
If you do that, you take that. Everybody's got to be seeing
on the movie, the Twilight Zone. They had them little critters.
Yeah, but they should see the same thing.
I know that's what I'm saying. If everyone's seeing the same thing, you're going somewhere else. Like you're going.
You're opening another dimension in your mind.
We should do that live,
bro. DMT live,
dude. Marty.
What?
Marty would be the one.
He wouldn't.
I don't want to see what's in my trip, guys.
Does this not further prove that we may be in a simulation?
Maybe.
Like a computer simulation?
Maybe they're really seeing what's really out there.
I would not simulate me being this fat if I was
simulating. But you're not controlling the simulation. You're just a regular.
Look, yeah.
You're like
if
a regular.
If I was simulating, I'd be disappointed.
Really? Hold on, Terry.
This is what I got to work with.
This is what I got to work with.
Terry, talking about your weight. You know how you're very buoyant, you float. It makes me jealous sometimes when I'm standing on the shallow end and I really want to go to the deep end, but I don't want to go down there because it's work.
That's Terry's superpower.
You just be chilling.
Hey, and like it's DNA. Child. My kid can do the same thing. We just be
Terry chilling. Don't even need neuro chat or link or whatever. He floats in his own. That's a
right,
superpower.
Gary, that's my superpower.
It is. If we fell off of the boat on a cruise, man. Terry would save all of us.
I would probably save all of us. Maybe like probably. 10 people.
He'd be my flotation device. I would love that.
But if somebody drops some valuable bottle of pool, Terry's just shit I love.
Just come back up real fast. Now I got a funny story. So we had a little tear in our liner or pool. And I'm trying to go down and fix it, but I can't stay down. So I tell my wife to take this pole and hold me down. Okay. Hold me down. And so after two times of it not working and me getting angry, just hold me down with the pole. I go down, she holds me down, I get it fixed. I'm trying to come up. Now I can't get up. She got the pole holding me down. And I'm like pulling on the pole and bubbles out. I finally have to swim under. And then, of course,
get mad again.
So the cops show up and T's got that camera right there. So you know, look,
my eyes were bugging out. It was like,
how did she explain that to the cops with it being filmed? You were holding me down with a pole.
Yeah.
No, they probably had him saying, hold me down.
Yeah, they probably would. Yeah, because you know that one's like, look, just hold me down with a pole.
You would have to write a note and get it notarized before I did that.
She'd be like, I fear for my life.
You ain't lying. True story.
She said, I just figured 5 or 10 minutes he'd have a fix.
Okay, but look, think about this. If everybody who takes this drug trips out and they see the same thing, now that's freaky. That's freaky, boys.
The same. Yeah.
I don't know that.
You know, because the whole thing is that people that do that believe they're opening that other dimension, the portal, or whatever. So if you're all seeing the same thing, there's something to it. It's got
to
be.
Yeah, because they're not even, I'm sure you're not talking to somebody that's been on it before and see.
Not like.
So you're not, most people are not.
Yeah, they're not like pre-programmed. They're not pre-programmed to
see gremlins.
To see gremlins.
So I know guys that have went to South America that suffer with PTSD and they have it's not DMT, but it's whatever the other thing is that people go trip out on, but it's real similar. And I know guys that have went and done that, and they no longer suffer from the same symptoms.
I've heard same. Mm-hmm. I watched a lot of Sean Ryan.
Like, I've had guys come back that say they are healed. They're better. Like, and I have one buddy that does it yearly, actually.
Huh.
Kind of wild. It really lets your brain, man.
Are lizards aliens, too? Lizard people?
Lizard people are not real.
Lizard people are real.
They are not real.
Convinced octopus are aliens.
Now, you know what? I'm going to tell you something.
Octopus or octopi?
Jamie's on to something. Y'all, I'm going to tell you, if you do a little study of the octopi, it's kind of freaky. Them jokers are really smart. They can change colors. I feel bad eating calamari, but it tastes so damn good.
Don't they have like multiple hearts and brains?
Or what if we're eating aliens when we're eating calamari and they're like pissed off about that?
Oh, I know.
But that's a squid, so it's not really.
But like if their beak can fit through something, their whole body can.
Yeah, kind of wild. Did you see them slip out of boats?
So that's like a shapeshifter.
Small holes.
They are a shapeshifter.
They can definitely change their color.
Change your shape. They can have a textured shape.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Yeah.
You can walk in a hood gas station. Like, what's up?
What a black face.
Dadgummit.
Hey, that now, the we should do that as short. Go ahead.
I don't know. I'm going to play on what he said. I probably better stop. All
right, you're probably better off.
Probably better stop.
I was actually planning on having Superman music playing right now.
No, you limit.
We transition over into Superman. New Superman hit theaters this past weekend, making a lot of money. It was the third highest grossing movie this year, but people are complaining that it's too woke. Old Superman went woke. I don't really
know. Superman always been woke, though?
At this point, everyone knows Superman's an alien from another planet. Check. Okay. Who humans raised to eventually become the superpowered hero in the red and blue tights. Then he referred, James Gunn credit, referred to Superman as an immigrant. Oh, boy. In a recent interview, James said Superman is the story of America. An immigrant came from other places and populated the country. But for me, it's mostly a story that says basic human kindness is a value. Okay, this is not as woke as what people are saying. I mean, look,
but he's always been woke.
Yeah, he's always taken.
Look, I'm here right now. That one of the scenes from Kill Bill, and he makes a great point. The coolest thing, and I don't like Superman. I think he's a boring character. But the coolest thing about Superman is his alter ego is a normal person. He wakes up Superman, but he pretends to be normal.
Because like, that's who he wants to be.
Like Batman, he wakes up Bruce Wayne and pretends to be a superhero.
So you think Superman
he is super?
Oh, he's extremely boring.
So he has the kryptonite that can do weakness. Anything. Yeah,
the Iron Man's not really a superhero either. He's just really smart.
He's rich.
He's super rich.
Yeah, he's a smarter Batman.
But that's
true. Superpower. Superman is technically Superman who pretends to be a person. That is true.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He puts off what he perceives humans to be weak.
So Black Panther is the same way, right?
Bad eye vision, you know?
Bad eye vision.
Poor vision.
Yeah.
Look, when Marty puts his glasses on, we don't know where he went.
Journalist, you know.
He becomes Clark Kent.
Maybe Marty's Superman.
Marty Kent.
He's Marty Kent.
Yeah. Marty Kent.
Then he takes him off. He's the bourbon nerd.
So who's your favorite superhero then, Fortenberry, since you was talking about how Superman's kind of weak?
Oh, I mean, I think my favorite superhero is probably Spider-Man.
Okay. Gary, you're really thinking hard. We're going to come to you last. Yeah, DW, what's your favorite superhero?
I think is Deadpool a superhero? I guess he is.
Well, he's an anti-hero.
I like maybe Wolverine. I always thought Wolverine's pretty cool.
Another anti-hero.
Marty Marr.
Either Deadpool or Wolverine.
Stripes, the guy from Stripes.
John Candy.
He's a great superhero.
No, I'm trying to think. Give me a minute.
All right. Gary, you had a long time to think about this.
I did. I've never been big into superheroes, but I'm going to go back to my kid days when I was watching Saturday morning cartoons, but it's from the X-Men cartoons, Rogue, because she was super hot. And she could fly, and she was
Rogue.
She was the first girl I was attracted to. I'm going to tell you that right now.
That Rogue from the 90s. Well, she's a dump truck.
She was.
Who was the first guy you were in church
with? None of them. No guys.
But
the Rogues and all the X-Men that came out like in real life, they all like not hot. Like she was. That Rogue and X-Men,
I think
none of them.
At least one of the first ones, Batman. But then you make a good point about Iron Man being the rich man, but they're both rich.
What I like about Batman is he killed folks.
And he had to work for it.
But Batman had to work for
it.
Batman always gets his tail beat.
I remember as a kid watching Spider-Man and Batman. Because Batman was the one with Don West. Was the Batman that came on all the time.
Not Don West.
It is Don West. Bruce West? No, it is Don West.
Adam West.
That's it, yeah.
Y'all remember Swamp Thing?
Oh yeah.
Darkwing Duck. Maybe Darkwing Duck's pretty cool. My superhero.
Darkwing Duck's not real.
Captain America. He had a great song though.
Yeah. Here's what I like about Spider-Man. Spider-Man was unassuming. He was a teenager.
That's what you like about.
I mean, he.
I was gonna say Spider-Man, but you got
me. He was awkward. He wasn't quiet. You know.
James Bond is not considered a superhero, but that dude's
slick.
Who's the best villain?
Man.
I gotta go Joker.
Yeah, I was gonna say that.
we could have the same one.
I love Joker.
Joker's evil for the sake of being evil.
Lex Luthor.
And there's nothing special about it.
Pretty good.
Because that's close to reality.
A Riddler,
it is. That is a close reality.
Elon Musk is Lex Luthor. Think about it.
The Joker's just a freaking menace.
Or Bill Gates. Bill Gates could be. Bill Gates
could be.
Yeah, the Joker destroys just for the sake of destruction.
The Joker.
You can't combat that as a hero. I mean, what?
Did you ever watch the movie Moonraker, the James Bond movie? Mm. You never watched Moonraker? Oh, you got to watch Moonraker. It's probably my favorite James Bond going down to space.
I watched Moonraker.
No, that was the porn version.
That's a different movie.
So who was the best Joker? Was it Heath or Heath. Was it Jack?
Heath Ledger was a legend.
He was more psychotic, like crazy, off the whim type of Joker.
And he died before it got released.
Yeah.
I liked Heath Ledger. I really hate that happened to him.
Yeah, I mean,
it happened to himself.
Yeah. What's the movie where he's a knight?
A Knight's Tale.
And it's a goofy movie, but it's good.
Good movie.
Joaquin Phoenix did a good job. It's just
he did.
But they're all different types of Batman. Jack was more like a gangster. yes. type of Batman. Yes.
You know? So the Batman genre, though, changed throughout the years. Like, it was more campy when Jack Nicholas, and and then it became more dark.
Yeah, the Dark Knight.
It became dark. Yeah, for that, and it'll happen again. They got a new series, like Superman's the first of this new.
So they might sit down and watch the and Wes will know it. It's the extended cut.
Martin Luther King.
Whatever the opposite of the Avengers are, the legend.
Fantastic Four.
No.
Legends.
League of Legends.
No, I know what you're talking about.
What is it, Wes?
What are you talking about?
The Wes is off camera. Yeah. All right. He's what?
What?
All right. I'm going to change subject. Octomom turns 50. Marty, we share a birthday year with Octomom.
Yeah.
Y'all remember Octomom?
There was a movie about that, too. James Bond.
Octomom turns 50. She reveals what she is most grateful for. It's becoming famous for having 14 kids.
She did have 14.
But she had 8 at one time, though, right?
She did have 8 at one time.
Like in one childbirth scene, one day, right?
A litter.
She had a whole litter.
Let's see. Here's a picture of her.
There you go.
If you had a whole litter like that, would you have to like get nipple implants
that's
or something
after,
like that?
That's after she had babies. She's pretty tiny.
Apparently. And she's 50?
Look, there's the she turned 50. Yeah. I don't think that was a modern. Them are the 8.
They don't look anything alike.
Boy, no, there's a bunch. There's more than
that. That last one didn't have to stoop over to get out. He just walked straight out.
This one looks like her mom. That one looks like her mom.
Are you sure that's...
That is her. Never mind. That is her.
Where's
the mom right there?
She
looks as cute as the
rest of them. Well, there's only
8 in that picture. No, there's 9 in that picture with her. She's
could
right
you
here.
Imagine?
Where?
Come on, Gary. 1, 2, 3, 4.
There's only 8 in that picture.
Oh, there's one missing. Y'all can't see them.
It's the cat. They replaced one. She had a cat as well.
All right, no, there's 9. There's one over here. See?
Oh, there you go.
Okay.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. All right. Now
that looks like grandma.
All right.
Yeah. He missed out on the jeans.
Yeah, I'm telling you, y'all, that last one just walked out. Didn't have to stoop down enough.
Where'd the dude on the right come from?
This light skin dude.
The one in the front's light skin dude.
Did they all have the same dad?
She had 8
if they had multiple mates. I mean,
I watched a movie about that. You can have it.
Was it not?
She had 8 kids of 8 ethnicities. They're all
just a couple.
She's we're gonna bring the world together.
She gained fame in 2009.
We are the world.
So them kids are 16. They were all due to in vitro fertilization.
All of them.
Yep. So they all got different daddies, probably.
See, I told you.
So why?
She is the true melting pot.
So she wanted to have 8
She's like melting pot.
No, it just happened.
Could y'all afford 8 kids? I can't.
No.
Check this out. She brings up all 14 kids in a 3-bedroom home in Orange County.
14?
She did it more than once.
3 bedrooms?
I like throwing a wiener down the hallway.
Oh, jeez. That's a champ for you.
I'm kind of.
But I mean, where do you get a 15-bedroom house? So, I mean,
oh, my God.
Holy cow. She'll float.
Look, that's what I look like after a Mexican.
That's what you look like now.
That's what them tortilla chips. Jamie
thinks they stole that image of him.
Yes. Come on, man.
Oh, they're the one.
Look the white kid.
Angelina Jolie.
Hold on. Kind of fly.
Look how bony her arms are. Go back up. Look at the little white kid. Little light skin baby.
This one.
No, that one.
That kid's right out the cock of his mouth. That kid had the credit score 700 right now.
Hold up. That go-kart reminded me of something.
They ain't got
nothing. They don't go rent a go-kart. They rent the whole track.
Go back to that picture. They got to live off protein shakes. That's it. The tacos. The tacos for the mom. Them kids get protein shakes.
There's 9 tacos there.
Yeah, that kid rice-skinned.
That's just half of them.
Rice-skinned.
Jeez.
Boy, y'all.
That's terrible.
Hey, check this out.
We're going to get kicked.
Y'all know about drones, right? Like, they send drones all over the place. Now they got mosquito-size drones moving at 300 miles per hour.
Boy, I punch a hole in
it. Check this out.
I'm going to go straight through you.
Check this out right here. Check this out. They can't be detected by radar.
There's no way that flies 300 miles an hour.
That's what it says.
How does it do that?
I can't even see it. Let me put my glasses on.
That's the world's smallest violin.
I would love to be able to like say what he said.
Look, that dude's flying that little bitty mosquito drone.
That's unbelievable.
I wonder how many can fly.
Look, I'd fly a swarm of them. Look at that dude.
Come on, man.
For real.
That's like, you think it, how could it possibly fly that fast? That's insane. I guess that's it doesn't weigh anything.
I don't know.
It's got to have some type of motor of some sort in it. I mean, to get the wings to fly.
Motorboat.
Check this out. Father Portberry, you'll be interested in this. So, it's now the thing. They party all night, but look perfect in the morning after, which we do that anyway.
Yeah.
But you know how they do that? Dirty little secret from all these nympho babies. You know how they do it, Jamie?
Did you say nympho babies?
Nepo.
What's a nepo?
Nepo.
Z-biotics.
Nepotism.
Oh, nepotism, baby. So okay.
They got famous. All these wealthy kids, they party all night, but look fine the next day.
Dang. I don't know IVs. What nepotism is.
They put IVs. They get IVs so, after drinking all night.
So they just have like a nurse come in.
We were at the first Best Friends we ever did. We got belligerent. No. And Scott's mom tried to bring in bags of IVs.
You remember that? Y'all didn't let her?
We should have.
We should have. She was ahead of her time.
She was.
Actually, she was.
I'll never forget laying in bed and Charlie lays my phone on my head. It's Marty. He said, bruh, we got to cook ribs.
That poor bruh was even a thing.
Yeah, that's the night that Gary Pappas was born.
Yeah.
So Gary, your mom was like cutting edge.
She was. She did a lot of crazy things.
That hydration was the key to overcoming.
Yeah. Because now they even have like little clinics. You just walk in, just get an IV put in real quick. And
she probably stole those bags.
She
for
probably
us,
did.
Or for y'all. She was going to hook up with
some IVs of saline, which can be right as rain.
Right as rain.
Little did she know we didn't need it. We was up and drank it again anyway.
Yeah,
you just that first drink makes it all go away. You just gotta crack that top.
Hair of the dog.
Mm.
Let us know out there if you have run into that. So, the Gulf of Mexico is firing off some tropical stuff.
I think you meant to say Gulf of America.
Yeah.
Look, I just got back from Gulf of America, and I got to say, it looked way prettier than Gulf of Mexico. It really
already
did.
Upgraded.
It was quite the upgrade, Gulf of America.
It looked different this go around.
It did. It was not quite as brown. It was very clear. Ooh, I got trouble for that.
That sounds rough.
23 million Americans face tropical trouble that could spawn Storm Dexter. So next storm's Dexter. And we know Dexter. You ever watched Dexter?
Dude, I love
Dexter.
I'm tired of it. It was always the same thing. His sister does something stupid, and he has to save her.
Man, when his wife got.
Have you watched the new one? No. The Resurrection or whatever?
Who played
Dexter?
John...
John Lithgow paid his dad.
No.
It wasn't his dad.
No, that was his dad. Yes, that was
Dexter's assault.
That was his real father. Exactly. John Lithgow ended up being his real dad.
Even though he was another serial killer trying to kill him. Okay.
Yep.
Nobody is creepier than John Lithgow.
Look, John Lithgow is a fun looking dude, but that dude's a great actor. I
don't know if I made it that far because I got burnt out. Like Jamie said, it became the same thing. I stopped watching.
So when it
season
gets,
three or four,
when he gets into when he gets John Lithgow, dude,
it's pretty good.
If you ever watching, he does multiple shows where he's that bad guy, but he's so dark.
Yeah,
Robin Williams is another
Dexter's
good one.
Dexter's like an anti-hero, though.
Yeah,
I may know him if I see him. Yeah, Dexter's kind of like Deadpool.
Yeah, like just that. Like Deadpool.
Because he only kills people that deserve people. To die. Right?
Marty's like,
not necessarily. Not necessarily. He killed a cop. That wasn't bad.
We don't want to hear about that.
We don't want to hear about that. That's right. We don't want to hear about our good guy. Yeah.
Cheers, Dexter.
Let's see what time it is. 7:07. Let's see what other stories I got up here. Oh,
tell me a story I sent you. We got to get into that.
I'm pulling it up right now.
Because this fascinates me.
Fascinates you.
Now,
so I'm very fascinated by AI. Okay.
And what brought this up, I have seen commercials, several commercials the last couple of days about this.
And if we were hot mic too early, you heard us talking about Sasquatch and Downsy.
Hey,
we're not going to talk about that live, but anyway, we played it for look it up. We love it. It's awesome. But AI, I'm going to read this probably twice so you'll get it, okay. Jamie or no. AI is replacing the humans who pretend to be AI meaning OnlyFans synthetic shift backfires on its original innovators. So OnlyFans creators are using AI to make videos. But what people are figuring out, they don't need the real creators to create these videos.
So therefore, they're losing their money.
So AI is going to take the place of OnlyFans.
AI is going to take.
So I have seen several commercials on the, well, might have been YouTube or something, where it's a woman, AI woman, who discusses what she's willing to do, what she can do with her, and all this. All in the AI platform.
That sounds suspicious. Has anyone else had that pop up in their algorithm?
I just know we need to probably get ahead of that.
Let me turn my phone off.
So, yeah, AI is going to replace
that,
all that.
What is that tattoo over there?
Look, so Father Fortboy, we could give you an OnlyFans. You never have to
Do disrobe.
Jamie, I bet you could crush OnlyFans.
Because I guarantee you there's no limits with AI.
There is no limits.
They can make it to whatever you want.
Look, there's a super grok now.
Yeah.
He's anti-Semitic, but he's still super grok. For real.
But so, I mean, is that not a... Their AI is going to put OnlyFans out of business.
Yeah.
All these
women. Why would somebody care who's going to OnlyFans if it's real or not? Because it's not real to them anyway.
No, because
you're right.
All you care about is the visual.
They don't care if it's real. I mean, I guess in some weird way they probably do, but they don't.
But if you can't tell, does it matter?
We watch movies all the time with CGI.
Yep.
None of that's real, but when you're watching it, you're not thinking, it's not real. You're just watching the movie, right? So there's no difference.
AI will become real to me when they start selling farts in jars. That's how you become real.
That's weird.
Oh, that's what
you just buzz killed the whole thing.
Where's your button? I hit the button.
You did.
Hope they heard
really, Gary.
But yeah, he can't do that. AI can't.
AI could do that.
AI
cannot sell.
AI is a real threat to the internet.
Yeah.
Hey, if you can sell it, Gary will sell it.
Let's look at this way. AI is a threat to the internet because we live in a time of fake news. Now, if even the people that believe fake news is out there don't believe the fake news that they're seeing, they will only trust the news that they can see as real people.
So there's really no global news no more.
Tell us what that means, Grok.
He's listening.
Hey, man.
Jerry's listening.
It's smart, man. I use it all the time at work. So you need to make a spreadsheet. You need to make chart or a form or a flyer. You just go type in what you want. It spits it out.
It'll probably do all your macros for you in Excel now.
So what I want to
do every time you Google something now, AI pops up.
Next meeting I'm in, I was like, Grok, can you tell me how to lie best on this project?
He will.
he can probably do a lot for you.
The company thinking y'all making millions.
I won't forget. I wrote something one day, and I was accused of
using Grok. Swole, y'all.
You wrote something one day, and
like several people going to use Grok, didn't you?
Does it sound too
But Jamie's scholarly? Pretty good at writing stuff, though.
Yeah.
Jamie can write.
I can read. I'm a catch, ladies.
He actually has a.
You better check yourself. What'd you just say?
I'm a catch, ladies.
You about to catch something?
Mrs. Father knows what she's got.
Mrs. Father,
when you get home. That sounds weird.
That's the Prime Minister of France has a
Mrs. Father. Boy, all right, Marty. Hold on. I'll play this out. I forgot where I'm streaming.
They pretend to hit the button anyway.
I hit the button.
Let me see. Where am I at? Hold on. Let's go to chat before we play.
You guys see who's here. There's a bunch of people here.
33 watching, probably only about 10 like buttons. AI is the first step for complete takeover by the Matrix.
I agree.
John Fritz in the house. We got four divisions. Chris Jenkins.
Woody Harrelson's father was a hitman.
Locktar. There's a little old fashioned turn 50 soon, Marty. We got to meet that dude. We got to meet Chad. What else we got? Locktar
have not tried to be
big. What's going on, buddy? If you're still around.
Oh, somebody had $1 million idea.
Fly Fisher, Roy Pete in the house. Brown chicken, brown cow. You know, Justin. Okay, there we go. Patrick Little Duke in the house.
Roy Pete.
Lip Service Crew. Father Fortenberry was here at some point. Tom Black. Tom Black left. He said he's done with you for.
You're very popular in the chat, James.
Who is Taylor Boone? Wait a minute, I missed
him. Taylor Boone.
Yeah, Taylor Boone. He was defending you too.
He was.
Yes. Heath Ledger. Look, yes.
Bourbon Hunter Lee. I'm pretty sure I got a bottle of Elijah Craig. He picked in the Washington area. That's fantastic.
Oh, is that the one we tried last?
We tried last night. It's really good. Bourbon Hunter Lee. I think you picked that. No, wait a minute. That's different. That's a different Bourbon Hunter.
It's a anyway, Dave Vogel. There we go. Yeah,
is Dave here? Dave's here? I didn't see Dave Vogel.
Tore up's up there.
Davey, if I missed you, show me the proof is up there. Guys, thank y'all for joining us. Look, join us Wednesday night. We will be episode 300. Donnie apparently will not be here, but we will be live regardless.
Oh, we know a guy that will fill in for you.
We might have a special guest.
Or two. Hold on. Let me see if I hit the right button.
He feels a little more of the camera screen than me.
No, I got it.
Hi, guys. Thanks for watching. We'll see you at 300.
EW.
Hey, you won't be here. I won't be here. We got colleges to commit to.
Yay, Reef. Please join us for episode 300 or our next episode. This is
Walk me to the riverside. Hit that thumbs up.
And lead me while my mother cries.
Hit that like button on your way out. Join us when we give away some sort. Probably some bourbon. Take my picture down from the courthouse wall. I'm living in the clouds and I ain't gonna fall.
Somebody done saved this outlaw.
Outlaw.